In the studio, I've got one, two, three, four, five, six. Loads. I can't count past that. I've run out of fingers. Loads of people who are the cast of the Little Shop of Horrors. If you just pull that microphone towards you a bit more so that we can all hear you, that'll be great. Though, say good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How are we doing?
We're doing fine, thank you. So, who have we got here? Starting with you and then working that way across the room.
I'm Anna Manziger. I'm the director.
You're the director? Right, yeah, so you're the bossy one. You're the bossy one who's in charge. Okay, yep. Right.
Good qualification.
Am I next? Oh, I'm Michael Mullen, and I'm playing Mr. Mushnick, the doddering old owner of the shop.
Okay.
I'm Emily Scotcher. I'm playing Audrey.
Okay.
I'm Fern Alexander, and I'm waving branches and being a puppeteer.
You're waving branches?
Yes.
Now, that sounds like the top job, to wave a branch. Yeah.
I was top choice.
I'm Ollie Fry. I'm incompetent, and I'm Seymour Crowborn.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether incompetent was a name of one of your characters or not.
Could be.
It's a personality trait.
I'm Jason Harris, and I'm a sleazy agent trying to book this man.
Oh, typecast.
Absolutely.
I'm Nicola Steedman, and I'm one of the Ronettes.
Okay, and?
I'm Edward Nash, and I'm a... Oren DDS.
Okay. So here we all are in this fine studio. Now, who's going to be the spokesperson? Oh, there's a surprise. It's going to be
we can manage it between us, I'm sure.
Okay, so, Little Shop of Horrors.
You've got a mute button, right?
I have control of the whole output here. I can drop in a piece of music at no notice whatsoever. So, Little Shop of Horrors. First of all, where is it and when is it? Somebody speaks.
Shorewell, Village Hall.
Okay, and it starts when?
It's Friday the 7th of November at 7:30, Saturday the 8th of November at 7:30, and Sunday the 9th of November at 2:30 and 7:30.
Okay, and someone give me a brief synopsis of the story without giving too much away.
Basically...
Well, I was walking along in the wholesale flower district that day.
Basically, it's a small florist shop in a really crap corner of New York, and they're failing very badly until Seymour finds this strange plant that nobody knows where it came from, and
okay.
It brings lots of fame to the shop, and lots of weird things start going on.
And it's a musical?
Yes, it's a musical.
Comedy musical, isn't it, really?
Okay, in fact, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, who wrote it?
Alan Menken.
Yeah, Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, who were the team behind The Little Mermaid, Disney's The Little Mermaid, and various other Disney films. So the music is amazing, but it's certainly not what you'd expect from a Disney partnership. Definitely not. It's quite dark, it's quite comic, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, that sounds like it. Well, I'm actually got my own tickets to go and see it on Sunday, tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that immensely. But, so how long have you been practising all this stuff?
About 2.5 months.
So are you actually, do you have a name as your troupe of actors, or are you just sort of...
It's under Black Iris Events, but it's the first thing done under that name.
Black Iris Events.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking forward to some more from you later in the or early next year, whatever.
It's certainly a possibility.
Okay, so what we'll do, I'm going to put up another track now of music, and then I'm going to dig out your music for you to sing along to, and we'll have a little bit of a sample. But I've had this lot in the studio for the whole time whilst we were doing the news and everything, and they've got a whole range of accents. So let's have a couple of those, and then we'll have some music, and then we'll get you to sing.
Gee, well, I'm Audrey, and I like to work at Skid Row Florists. It's good fun, and I like Little Shop. It's really great musical, and this voice is gonna get me killed by most of my castmates. I don't think they like it very much. Is that all you say now? Seymour's not very good at talking to people.
No, I just nervous.
We all hear the Audrey voice so much, but I think because it's my shop, I'm the real star of the show, Mr. Mushnick and Friends. That's what we should call the whole thing.
Really. I don't think that's really fair.
Well, you know, we did that version of the song Suddenly Mushnick, and you know, I
think it worked.
Yeah, a lot of connection.
Oren, have you got anything to say?
Not much this morning. My boss is not with it today.
Oh dear, that's not very good.
Okay, well, we'll have some music. Let you recover for a bit and get yourself sorted out, and we will just have a little bit of The Who and come back in a few minutes.